The past 6 years, I have been launching podcasts for other people to see what actually works. Today, we are honing in on three podcasts. One that is in the realm of hip-hop by the infamous Havoc from the hip-hop group Mobb Deep. Number two, we're diving in to a podcast that you have never heard of, but has over 150,000 downloads and over $1 million in revenue. Podcast number three, this is a personal podcast, one that was started in a garage and is now generating over $100,000 in revenue. So, out of all three podcasts, which one's got the most views, which got the most downloads, and the big question is, which made the most money? So let's dive into it. The first podcast we're talking about today is a podcast that I had the pleasure of working on. It is called The Infamous, also called Stuck Off the Realness by Havoc from Mobb Deep. Super cool podcast. He's a great guy. It was a lot of fun to work with him on this podcast. Now, as you can see, if you're watching on the video version of this, I have the actual podcast here that we can literally watch. This is the podcast that we worked on called Stuck Off the Realness. And then Havoc parlayed that into another podcast called The Infamous Hour that we'll talk about. So, Stuck Off the Realness. What worked? What didn't work? Well, overall stats, we got about 26,000 total views across 24 episodes on Stuck Off the Realness. Next, we'll move to his other podcast, The Infamous Hour, over 100,000 total views over 5 episodes. Now, there's not much that you could really learn from a famous person's podcast other than the fact that they're famous. But one thing that we can learn is that it actually doesn't mean that you're going to have a viral podcast. If we see here with Havoc, you see 24 episodes, most of them over an hour long, but not many of them over 2,000 or 3,000 views. Well, that's because the titles need to be optimized. The thumbnails need to be optimized. It's also a co-hosted podcast that he does with Dr. Todd Craig. So in that case, you're limited to the people who are interested in listening to a virtual podcast for 1 hour with a co-host they might not know about a topic that they might not have ever heard of. So that's why this podcast has about the same amount of views as a podcast that I'm about to show you that's about life insurance. Because just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean that your podcast is going to be successful. So when it comes to Havoc's second podcast, The Infamous Hour, as you can see here, if you're watching on the video, this is a in-person podcast. They have cameras, they have videographers, it's energetic, right? You have the different camera angles, that looks cool. You got, of course, famous producers. We have Raekwon, we have Alchemist, right? This is just a cool podcast, and that's why I love breaking down cultural podcasts, because of the cool factor. This is hip-hop. Of course, it's going to work. In this case, you know, we had episodes with over 20,000, 30,000 views. We could see this Raekwon episode right here, you know, 45,000 views. But again, none of these episodes broke the 50,000 view mark, even with some of the most famous musicians on earth. So again, what can you take from a cultural podcast like Havoc's podcast from Mobb Deep that we had the pleasure of working on? Well, if you start a podcast and you're famous, that doesn't mean people are going to tune in. But what you will have, and what of course you can see here that Havoc has, is a core dedicated audience, a fan base. And that is what you can glean from Mobb Deep, from Havoc's podcast, whether it's Stuck Off the Realness or The Infamous Hour, whether it's virtual and co-hosted or interviewing guests based in a studio, is that what matters most is this comment section right here in the activity of the fans. Havoc has fans, and that is the pull. That's why somebody's going to go from something that you already did, that you're successful in, and move them to the podcast. And that is what Havoc is so successful at, and that is what he's great at here, and that is the lesson. The lesson is take what worked, right, and move them to a different medium. Hey, I've been making music for 20 years. Now let's move him to the podcast. That's where Havoc really shines. And that is the lesson here from his podcast. Switching gears, let's get to a podcast that makes a lot of money, but from the outside, you actually really wouldn't know. Today, we're talking about Wealth Warehouse. We produced 4 years worth of episodes on this podcast, and we did the strategy with the host Dave and Paul. And the success of this podcast is not due to it being famous or it being something that people on the street would know about or going viral, you know, on Instagram Reels or TikTok. This podcast is the opposite. This podcast hones in on a very, very specific niche, which is banking. Now, within banking, you have what's called infinite banking, which is using life insurance as your bank. Now, I won't get into that because they get into it on the podcast, but what you can take from this is let's go and grab the numbers, right? Look at this. 1,600 subscribers, 537,000 views talking about life insurance. Now, here's the part that you can't see from the outside that I'm about to tell you right here, right now. This is the crazy part. Dave and Paul attribute over 150 clients that they've acquired from doing this podcast, from posting it on Spotify and Apple and also YouTube. That would be, if you did the math, over $1 million in total revenue due to this podcast. So if you're starting a podcast, you might want to know, how do I really make money from this thing? Well, I don't have the exact figures from Havoc and how much money that he's made from his podcast, but I can tell you that it's definitely less than what Dave and Paul have made with their podcast that is, you know, 39 times smaller, right, than Havoc's. And so this is really the lesson for the cultural podcast versus the business podcast. If you want to make money, don't start a podcast. Start a business and use a podcast to promote the business. Because Stephen Bartlett, his return on investment is about 2x, right? He puts a dollar in, he gets $2 out. Dave and Paul's ROI on this podcast about life insurance is 2,400x. So the ROI is going to be bigger if you have a business that you use your podcast to support instead of starting a podcast and making that your business. So Dave and Paul's example is super clear. Start a business if you want to make money and use a podcast to promote it. Next up, we have this guy right here. His name is Ryan R. Sullivan. Over the years, he's had a podcast, 8 years podcasting, 10 years with this YouTube channel. So the question is, does it actually make any money? The answer is yes. This podcast makes money. Now, it doesn't make money from YouTube because you see, hey, 47 views, 20 views, you know, maybe we have some bigger ones, 300 views, a couple with a few thousand views. Interesting. That doesn't look like it makes any money. I would be with you on that. Now, I'm going to go and pull up and show you how it actually makes money. So I create one podcast every single week. I have a mix of podcasts. We have top of funnel, right? We have podcasts that get more views. That's episodes like this or episodes like talking about Stephen Bartlett's podcast strategy, Joe Rogan's podcast strategy, Call Her Daddy's podcast strategy. I break down big podcast strategies. That doesn't bring me clients. But I also create videos about how to make podcasts. That gets people in who are searching about how to make a podcast. And then I have interviews like this one right here with my clients who are explaining why they hired us to help them with their podcast. And that right there is called a content strategy. So from the outside, you would think 1,600 subscribers, you know, let's check out the 225,000 views. This guy's probably not making any money off his podcast. But what I can show you right here, and our video editor will have to blur this out, but these are all people right here, 710 of them, who have came from YouTube and signed up for our email list. I can literally show you right now. This is blurred out, but these are all real people, right? So what does that tell you? It tells you that people may not buy from your podcast or from your YouTube channel, but they will sign up to download a resource and give you their name and their email address. And what we do once or twice per year, depending on the year, is we run a sale to that email list and we generate thousands up to tens of thousands of dollars in additional revenue for the business from that email list, from those people who came from the YouTube videos and the podcast. So again, you have your cultural celebrity podcast. Maybe you're Stephen Bartlett, or maybe you're Havoc from Mobb Deep, right? You're creating a podcast based on you already being famous, right? Yeah, sure. It can make money. It's not that it can't, but it's not generating the return on investment that these small podcasts do. My podcast, if you want to run the numbers, has an ROI, a return on investment. And let me go pull those numbers up for you right now. All right, here's the numbers right here. We spend $12,240 on my podcast, additional $700 a year in software, and we acquired 42 customers. The only marketing we pay for is the podcast and LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is just LinkedIn Premium, which is $120 a month. Beyond that, I don't have to pay anything. I'm just posting on LinkedIn every day. That gets us a customer acquisition cost of $308. So I spend $300 to acquire a customer. The average lifetime value of a retainer client is $25,000. So I technically spend $308 to make $25,000. Now, talk about return on investment, right? And that's how this works, right? The podcast works in tandem with everything else in the business, right? And that is the real true takeaway. But unfortunately, you can't actually use any of this information unless you make a podcast. And I'll tell you right now from experience, from launching over 200 podcasts, that if you sit down and just stare at this camera, you're going to have nothing to say. What you need is a framework. You need not a script, but a way to format your episode or your podcast or your YouTube video so that you don't get overwhelmed, nervous, and you actually get to bring the same energy you do in real life to the camera. And to do that, we developed something called script science. Script science removes all of the nerves, all of the weird energy, and the awkwardness around recording your podcast because it gives you ideas. It takes all of the top episodes from Wealth Warehouse, you're seeing right here, 7,000 views, 1,200 views, 900 views, 800 views, all of the top episode ideas, right? 3,000 downloads, 5,000 downloads on some of these episodes, and it allows you to apply them to what you do. So instead of you having to come up with something from scratch, you're just going to take what they did on Wealth Warehouse, what Havoc did with Mobb Deep on his podcast, Stuck Off the Realness, and what I've done with my podcast, and you're going to use those ideas and just fill in the blanks. And that is what script science does. All you have to do if you're listening or watching right now is go to the description, and the first line is going to have script science. You sign up. All you have to do, completely free today for you. I want this to be free for this episode so you can download it and go ahead and take action, because the best thing in podcasting that you could possibly do is actually do the thing. And that's what I want you to do today. So there's no more excuses. You're not going to be awkward. It's not going to be weird. You're not going to stare at a blank Google Doc, right? You're going to use script science to develop the first episode that you do, because if you want to get results like we have here today, you're going to have to make a podcast. You don't have to make a ton of them. You just got to make the first one and then go from there. So grab script science. My name is Ryan Sullivan. This is what I do. Make sure you subscribe if you enjoyed this video and leave a comment if you enjoyed it or not. I always love to hear the feedback. I do this. I help people make podcasts in their spare bedroom, their office, their living room. Their spare bedroom, their office, their living room, or even in a studio. No matter where you're making your podcast, we can help. That's what we do on this channel, completely free for you. So go ahead and download Script Science, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once Make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.